Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Boys and girls, welcome back. I am so glad that you chose to join me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Before we get started, though, let's stop and have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you so much for this time we get to spend together and with you. We pray that you will come into our hearts, help us to understand, and to go a little deeper than what we normally would. We love you. Amen. Well, today, let's think some more about the story Jesus told about the workers in the vineyard. That story helps us to know more about how our wonderful, loving Heavenly Father thinks. Now, try to answer these questions. Are you ready? Did the man who owned the vineyard pay his workers the same way most people pay their workers? How is it different? Well, the man in the story, did he pay his workers based on the amount of time that they worked? Or did he pay his workers because he appreciated them and he wanted to be generous? He was generous. That is exactly how God the Father is with us. Did the workers that were hired later really earn what they were paid? No. That last set of workers, how long did they work? Only 1 hour. Whereas the first set of workers, how long did they work? Like 12 hours. So there was a big difference in the amount of work that was done. But did they still get paid the same? Yes. If you worked for only 1 hour, would you expect to be paid for 12 hours? No, I wouldn't either. Would you think that the one paying you was very generous if he paid you for 12 hours? Oh yes, I know I would. That would be wonderful. You only work 1 hour and you get paid for 12. It was hard for people to understand that no one is good enough to be in God's kingdom. We as humans are in a mindset. That means that we think that we can get to heaven based on how many good things we do or what we do. But that's not true. No one can work his way into God's kingdom, even if he works all day long. Even if he does every job imaginable, like those workers in the story. The only way anyone can be there in heaven is by accepting Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. Wow. Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts is right after the book of John. So we're in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. It's the fifth book in the New Testament. If you get to Romans, you've gone a little too far. So we want to go to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let's see what that says.
Acts 4, verse 12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
There's no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. So in other words, it's only because of Jesus that we can be saved. Is it because we go to church on one day or another day? No, it is only through Jesus that we can be saved, by calling on him and asking him to forgive us and to save us. Now let's go over a few more pages. We're going to look at Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Here's Acts chapter 16, verse 31. What does that say?
So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
How are we saved? By believing. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved. Jesus loves us so much that he became a human and died for us. He is the only human who has never sinned. He is the only one who can help us to keep from sinning. Because Jesus never sinned, he did not deserve to die. But because every one of us has sinned, he knew that we would all be lost if he didn't die in our place. Because he did that for us, we can choose to be in God's kingdom. We can have eternal life. It reminds me of the story of a father who he worked on a drawbridge. And this bridge went over the river, and he would sit in a chair and he would control if the bridge went up to let the boats go through or if the bridge went down and allowed the train to cross the bridge. If the bridge was up, then the train would run off the tracks right into the river. Well, one day this father was going to work and his little son tagged along. Well, he got to work and he heard the train whistle and he said, "Oh, here comes the train." So he dashed into his little office where he had control over the bridge going up or the bridge going down. And pretty soon he could see the train off in the distance and it was coming fast. There were hundreds of people on this train, and the bridge needed to be put down in order for the train to go across the bridge without crashing. Well, as he was putting the bridge down, he heard a scream and he looked down and his son had fallen down into the gears, and he realized that he had a decision to make. He could stop that bridge from going down and rescue his son, but in order to do that, all of the people on the train would be killed. They would go and crash off into the river. Or he could let the bridge continue going down. It would crush his son and his son would die, but all the people on the train would be fine. Can you imagine that decision that the father had to make? Do I allow my son to die, or do I allow all these other people to die? That's the choice. That's the same choice that God the Father made. He had a choice. He could let his son die and save all of us. You, me, our families, our friends, everyone in the world. Or he could keep his son, keep him safe and alive, and all of the people would die. We would all be lost. Do you know what choice God the Father made? For us, for you, he chose to let his son die so that we could be saved. Even the people that don't know that that's what God did, even though people that don't deserve what Jesus has done, he chose for his son to die in order to save us. There is nothing you can do or I can do to be saved. It is only the sacrifice that God gave in giving up Jesus to die in our place that we can be saved. There is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. It is only through Jesus. It's not by the amount of work we do. It's not how hard we work. It's all about accepting Jesus as our Savior. I know I want Jesus as my Savior. How about you? Do you want him to save you from your sins? It's really easy. All you have to do is ask him. Ask him into your heart today. Why don't you bow your heads with me? And as I pray, you can repeat after me this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the sacrifice you gave. You gave Jesus to die for my sins. I ask Jesus into my heart right now to save me and cleanse me from my sins. Thank you for your sacrifice. Amen. Today is our last day for our memory verse song before we learn a new one next time. So I want you to sing along with me.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, it is the gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, it is the gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.